He's at the right tight end position. Shotgun formation for Burton. Two wide receivers to the left, one to the right. Rice is in the backfield. Rice gets the call. Rice has some running room, crosses midfield. He has the first down. He gets down now down to the 39-yard line of the Hornets, where he's brought down by Zach Daly of Chillicothe. T.J. Rice on the first down carry there for Benton, and just like that, they're in Chillicothe territory doing business.
Down to the 39 of the Hornets.
Will Jones will be wide to the right. Sisk and Burton wide to the left. Rice remains in the backfield to the right hip of Cooper Burton, who's in shotgun formation. Here's the snap. Burton fakes the handoff. He runs it himself. He's at the 35 of the Hornets, the 30, and he's brought down quickly at the 27-yard line of Chillicothe. Close to it. Well, actually, he did pick up the first down, it appears. Now they're going to move the ball back, and now he won't be. He won't have the first down. That's interesting.
Yeah, that's
well. Now they're calling a first down, is the head referee, but they've not moved the chains yet. Okay, here they go. They're moving the chains here. It'll be first and 10 for the Benton Cardinals at the Chillicothe 29-yard line as the Cardinal offense moves left to right on your radio dial. 5:13 remains second quarter. Chillicothe leads it 6-0. Will Jones and Devin Burton are wide to the left. Sisk wide to the right. Rice is in the backfield behind Cooper Burton, who's in shotgun formation. Devin Burton in motion out of the backfield. He's looking to throw, and he tries to throw it away. I'm looking for a flag. I get a flag as there was no receiver in sight, so it'll be against Cooper Burton, the sophomore, intentional grounding.
Yeah, they'll assess the penalty from where he intentionally grounded the football.
Wow.
That's a 5-yard from that spot, and it'll be a loss of down.
So. Man, in some respects, that can almost be worse than the pass interference penalty,
yeah,
can it, Butch?
Yeah, because, yeah, that's a major penalty there for not a smart move there by Cooper Burton, but he should have just tucked it and taken his licks, so to speak.
Second down and 25. The ball now sitting for the Cardinals at the Hornet 45. Burton's going to unload, throw down the east sidelines for Devin Burton, and flags come out.
Oh, no.
At the 12-yard line where Devin Burton was.
They're caught.
That's not a good call.
That's lame.
Devin Burton, the intended receiver, went up against Cade Snyder. Snyder didn't even jump. He actually just had his hands straight up. It's almost like a basketball defensive stance. And Burton actually jumped up into Snyder's hands, and they throw the penalty flag, and it'll be an automatic first down for the Benton Cardinals.
Well, that's just, I don't get it.
A lot of questionable calls in this game tonight, Butch.
Let's see, it's a 15-yard penalty from the line of scrimmage. I don't know if it carries an automatic first or not, but
it'll be second down.
It is not an automatic first down. I didn't think so, but.
Second down for the Benton Cardinals, second and 10, actually, as that penalty was 15 yards. 4:46 remains second quarter. Chillicothe leads it 6-0. Benton has it second and 10 at the Chillicothe 29. Burton throws it over to Devin Burton. Devin Burton caught it at the 14-yard line and is brought down immediately by Cade Snyder and Aaron Baker.
That's going to bring third down and four. Here's the ball now. It's the 23-yard line, 24 of the Hornets.
4:22 remains in the second quarter. Chillicothe leads it by the narrowest of scores, 6-0. Cooper Burton in shotgun formation. Rice to his left hip. One wide receiver to the right, two to the left. Rice gets the call. Brett Schaefer brings him down from behind as he's brought down at the 20-yard line. He's going to be close to a first down. They have not signaled first down yet. They're going to say fourth and inches for the Benton Cardinal offense.
Big, big play this time for both teams.
Will Jones will be wide to the left along with Devin Burton. Tobin Sisk, wide to the right. Timeout called by Tabor is second of this first half. He has one more remaining. The Hornets have two timeouts remaining. with 3:39 remaining in the first half and Chillicothe leading 6-0. Let's take a 30. You're listening to Hornets football on KCHI. All right, welcome back, Hornet fans. Ben has a fourth and inches at the Hornet 20-yard line. Burton's in shotgun formation, takes the snap, goes to the right, runs through the tackle, lowers his head, hits hit twice and a third time, and he picks up the first down and is brought down at the Chillicothe 17-yard line for a first down. Tyler Garcia on the initial hit of Cooper Burton. So it's first and 10 for the Benton Cardinals late in this second quarter. Burton has two wide receivers to the left, one to the right. Rice is in at the tailback position. Rice gets the handoff. Rice goes around the right side, crossing the 15, gets down near the 10-yard line. They're going to mark it at the 9. He needed to get to about the 8 to pick up a first down, so it'll be second and a long yard. Tyler Garcia again on the tackle for the Hornet defense. 2:50 remains in this first half. Chillicothe leads 6-0, but Benton is threatening before halftime. Devin Burton, D'Angelo Ross, and Tobin Sisk are wide to the left. Rice is in the backfield with Cooper Burton. Will Jones is wide to the right. Burton hands off to Rice. Rice goes up the middle, and he's brought down near the 7-yard line. It's going to be a close. If it's a first down or not, it's just going to depend on where they mark it. Preston Hayes was in on the tackle from his linebacker position. Now Chillicothe brings in two down linemen and take out two deep defensive backs. That's Preston Hayes and Fig coming out of the game. It's third and inches, they're going to say, at the 7-yard line of Chillicothe. Cooper Burton takes a snap. Burton hands off to Rice. Rice is brought down for a loss by Kyle Ross. Fourth down awaits the Benton Cardinals. They trail 6-0 to the host Chillicothe Hornets. Ball sitting just out or inside the Chillicothe 10-yard line at the south end of the field.
Benton actually lost yardage on that play. Clock's running down to 1:29. In the second quarter, Benton's just taking its time here. They're trying to decide what to do. Maybe they're contemplating kicking a field goal. As the play clock runs down to zero, they call timeout.
Well, with them letting the clock run down, we have 1:16 remaining now in the first half. Benton has burnt their final timeout. Let's take a 30. You're listening to Hornets football on KCHI. All right, welcome back, Hornet fans. We are coming out of a St. Joe Benton timeout. They burned all three of theirs here in the first half. Benton has the ball, fourth down and 3 at the Chillicothe 10-yard line. Chillicothe 10-yard line down at the south end of the football field. Chillicothe leads this game 6-0, so Benton is looking to tie this game back up. Benton needs to get down to about the 6-yard line to pick up a first down and get four new fresh downs. They have no backs in the backfield as Cooper Burton is in shotgun formation. Three wide receivers to the left, one to the right. Flags or whistles are blown as the ball is snapped.
Chillicothe calls timeout.
Chillicothe calls a timeout. So let's take a 30. You're listening to Hornets football on KCHI. All right, welcome back, Hornet fans. We are coming out of a Chillicothe timeout now. The Hornets have one timeout remaining. We have 1:16 remaining in the first half. The Hornets lead the St. Joe Benton Cardinals here on Bob Fairchild Field by a score of 6-0, but the Cardinals have it fourth down and 3 at the 10-yard line of Chillicothe. So they need to get down to the 7 for a first down, does Benton.
Chillicothe just needs to stop them.
Okay, let's see here. Burton is in shotgun formation. No running backs are in the backfield with Burton. Three wide receivers are to the left, one to the right. Burton rolls to his left looking to throw, and Garcia brings him down for a big quarterback sack all the way back at the 25-yard line of Chillicothe to stop the drive of the St. Joe Benton Cardinals. One What a play there by...
It's a huge play, Mark.
Tyler Garcia. He had fourth down and three from the 10-yard line.
Just a spectacular play as he threw him for a big loss. Loss of about 12 yards on that play, Mark.
Here's the Hornet offense now. First and 10 at their own 22-yard line, and Snyder's going to take a knee. Chilligothi's going to be happy, it appears, to go in at locker room, leading this game by a narrow 6-0 score, as this game is really just kind of plodded along all night long, Butch. And I kind of believe it's a lot that has to do with all the penalties that have been thrown in this
penalties
game.
Penalties and...
Nobody can get in a rhythm.
Right. Chillicothe, when they scored, that was a nice drive. They made some nice runs. But now we're just kind of in victory formation, so to speak.
From the 21 of Chillicothe, Snyder takes a snap. Snyder takes a knee. And the clock now is under 30 seconds remaining in this first half, and both teams we'll be looking to go in at halftime with the Hornets leading the St. Joe Benton Cardinals by a score of 6-0.
Might give you a baseball score. The Royals and Toronto, top of the third inning with two out. There is no score. So
that's just about as exciting as this game.
Yeah.
Well, both teams now are starting to trot off the field, as it is senior night here at Jarlett Memorial Stadium, the final regular season game here at home for the Chillicothe Hornets football team. So let's take a two-minute timeout, and we'll begin our halftime show right after that. You're listening to Hornets Football on KCHI.